Sportscast, July 17th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on sportscast.net, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest when it comes to sports news. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You can download the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. A lot of recruiting news, even during a pandemic year. Bama recruited a few players this week, and more news coming this week. And joining us to flesh this out, Stephen Smith, all the way from Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Welcome back to the Sportscast. How you been, Stephen? Steven, I don't know if your reception's bad, but can you stand somewhere that you think you might get better reception?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Maybe now. Yeah, that's probably a little bit better. So today, the Twins, the Brockermeyer Twins, have decided they're going to Alabama. They're from Texas. Can you tell us a little bit about themselves?
Well, both guys, James and Tommy Brockermeyer. James Brockermeyer is the four-star offensive guard, according to our own Justin Smith, who does recruiting for TDA. Tommy is the five-star offensive tackle. You know, both guys are the Texas legacy, seeing how their father, Blake Brockermeyer, played for the University of Texas. He was a first-round draft pick in the National Football League, to his family a strong football pedigree. And at one point in time, I know Alabama fans thought it would be just a dream to get either one of the two, but to get both in the same class, one a four-star offensive guard that can also play center as well, and the other one a five-star offensive tackle. I mean, the fan base giddy with glee right now as they pull the Texas legacy away from one Tom Herman, the coach of the Longhorns at this point.
How hard was Alabama pursuing these twins?
Very hard. I mean, contacting these guys every day, sometimes two, three times a day. The offensive line coach, Kyle Blood, was on top of, the running backs coach, Charles Huff. Well, one of the things that Coach Saban mentioned the moment that this global pandemic hit back in March, which canceled all the collegiate athletics, was, he told his coaching staff, guys, we're going to go back to what made Alabama the program that it's become, and it's old school recruiting. We're going to be fostering these relationships with these young men and their families. We're going to be talking about our program, what makes our program stand out, the beauty of this program, just selling these young men and their families on why coming to Alabama, is a big deal and what sets us apart. And just, seeing, Coach Saban take advantage of this situation that we're in, but making good on it on the recruiting trail, a sight to see.
James Brockermeyer is 6'3", 273 pounds, which was Steven said he's a four-star, which is pretty good. And of course, Tommy Brockermeyer as well. Their father was an All-American offensive O-line from Texas in 1994, so they're definitely well-known in the football community. Another big news this week for Alabama was they got linebacker Kendrick Blackshire. Steven, what do you know? With this news?
Well, Kendrick Blackshear, I mean, this dude is a four-star thumping, linebacker out of Duncanville High School. So this was right up the alley of Jeff Banks, Alabama's tight ends coach and special teams coordinator. That Texas area is his area, his region of recruiting. And when you look at Blackshear's tape, just his ability to shoot gaps, hit guys, kind of reminds you a bit of Reuben Foster when he played at Alabama. was just a heat-seeking missile. You know, at times he would not ref but properly to make the tackle. He just loves to go in, knife his way, and knock you backwards. So a guy in Blackshear, he's going to have to get that coaching to, you know, wrap up, bring your arms, bring your legs with you when you tackle. But a guy that is a hit stick monster in terms of knifing his way in the backfield, just creating just utmost havoc.
Another player from Texas, of course. And, you know, Blackshear, you know, this is for the 2021 class as well, for the Twins as well. So far, how's the 2021 class looking so far?
After a slow start here at Leon, it has really picked up. Alabama now with 12 to 13 verbal commitments here in this class, and quite a number of them from the state of Florida, as Alabama Coach Saban continues to hit the Florida pipeline pretty hard here. But you know, you've got three 5-stars, and a John Hall wide receiver, and J.C. Latham on the offensive line. Of course, now Tommy Brockmeyer. You've got a slew of 4-stars in here as well. So it goes back to, even with the global pandemic we're in right now, Nick Saban sat his coaching staff down and said, guys, we're going to get back to fostering these relationships with these young athletes and with their families, and having them comfortable with Alabama is the spot for them. And you got to give Coach Saban as well as the staff tremendous kudos for really selling the program for 2021.
Steven, you were telling me something's going to happen this weekend. Can you give us a preview of any more recruiting pickups that could happen this weekend?
Well, right now, I know a lot of guys, you know, most importantly, our own Justin Smith of Touchdown Alabama, who does a great job on the recruiting trail, was telling me about this weekend, this Sunday actually, 5-star defensive back Jaquincy McKinstry out of Pinson Valley High School here in Alabama in the Clay Chalkville area. He's supposed to be dropping a top three list of who his top three schools will be. Now, I know Alabama and Auburn are huge in his commitment. The third school, that's going to be interesting right there, whether it's Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State. No one quite knows just yet who that third school is pushing for on McKinstry's commitment. But Jaquincy McKinstry is dropping his top three list on Sunday in terms of his recruitment, the 5-star defensive back for the 2021 cycle.
And you could keep an eye on that if they go to tdalabama.com, right? What's the website again?
Absolutely. TouchdownAlabama.com. That is correct.
And one last thing, Steve. What have you heard about the SEC season? What are people telling you with the schedule?
Right now, I know Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, he actually met on Monday with, you know, all 14 directors in the country. Right now, the plan is to keep a full schedule. They have not made any moves in terms of doing what the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the ACC have done, which is move to a conference-only look. They are keeping that as an option, but right now SEC still looking to have a full schedule. Sometime by late this month, and push comes to shove, early next month, we can see a decision made from Sankey and from the SEC about the schedule moving forward. But I would keep my finger on late this month, the week of July 27th. That'll be the week right there, I would guess.
So, you, like, when you say full schedule, you mean, like, outside conference games as well?
Outside conference games as well.
Wow. That is a bold move by the SEC. Don't you agree?
It's a bold move, but going back to Sankey, he mentioned, because a question that was thrown at him was, with, you know, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 making the moves they made, going to conference-only looks, how does that affect, you know, the SEC? And Sankey said, well, it does minimal, if not any, damage to us here. And I remember when the Ivy League decided to move football from, well, cancel football for the fall, potentially move it for the spring, that did not faze Sankey in that regard also. So the SEC, you know, is trying to figure out all ways possible to have a full season. Now, if it has to go to a conference-only look, then once again, we can get that news by the latter portion of this month. I'll look at the week of July 27th. to get that news. But right now, the conference holding out, you know, for a full season.
We'll definitely keep you informed, and hopefully Steven will give us a heads up when that news will come. And do you think there'll be some fans in the stadium?
That's going to be the biggest question, Leon, because right now, with everybody so concerned about public health and public safety for everybody, you could see maybe some people, a couple of people, but I wouldn't put it too much.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, here in the Sportscast, we're hard followers with college football and also recruiting. And Stephen Smith knows the inside with Alabama football and what is happening. Stephen, what is the best way for people to reach you, to talk to you about the SEC?
Well, absolutely. They can reach me on Twitter here. I'm at Coaching M. Smith on Twitter, you can find, you know, all of the writings that I've been doing, that our own Justin Smith, our recruiting analyst for TDA, has been doing, along with the rest of the staff. That can be found at touchdownalabama.com. That is touchdownalabama.com. And you can follow our Twitter site at TDAlabamaMag as well.
I do agree. You guys do break stories first in 247 Sports, usually.
I mean, we try to get the news as quickly, as accurately, as sourced down as possible, the best that we can. And we just enjoy, you know, giving the fans good quality information on Bama football.
And Steven, what question of the day? What is your favorite emoji?
Oh man, I am torn between the strong armed one, the bicep one,
yep,
the 100% one. And I love the fire emoji now.
That's a good one. When Alabama wins, right? So, or scores a great touchdown.
True. So for right now, if I have to break the tie, give me the 100% emoji.
That's a good one. Oh, wow. Right now in our poll, the GOAT is winning 42%.
The GOAT emoji. That's a good one, too.
Second place is a thumbs up, and third is hands up. And the poop emoji is at zero still.
Well, poor poop.
Well, anyways, this is the sportscast.net. You can follow us for the latest and greatest when it comes to Alabama and college football. And, of course, on Twitter, at the sportscast1. Steve Smith, thanks for coming on.
As always, man, appreciate you guys. Y'all continue to stay safe. Be good out there.